Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Organizers say turnout was high for the 45th annual Boston Pride Parade yesterday. Thousands participated and watched along the route from Copley Square to City Hall Plaza. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Among the thousands of revelers celebrating Pride Saturday was 13-year-old Nathan Tasker from Melrose. Attending his second Pride this year, Tasker says for him, a transgender teen, the event is liberating.
I love this place. It's great. You just get to be yourself, and there's no one who's going to bully you or bother you. It's a place where you can feel free.
Tasker's mother, Judy, has been attending Pride since the 1990s. She describes Pride then as a more political event, whereas today it's increasingly part of mainstream culture.
You would have protesters and people holding very negative signs, and it felt much more like we were still fighting for equal marriage rights. Transgender was not part of the picture back then. It's much more so now. Our freedoms are much more expanded, at least here in Massachusetts.
In 2004, Mass became the first state to allow gay marriage, now practiced in 37 states. And just this week, in celebration of Pride, Boston's mayor decided to open gender-neutral bathrooms outside his office. State Senate President Stanley Rosenberg came out as gay 6 or 7 years ago. For the first openly gay person to lead the Senate, the celebration of Pride is tied closely with coming out.
I had the opportunity to participate in parades for years and chose not to because I was being a, quote, private person. And when you finally make that transition and decide to become more public about your orientation and you lift that burden off your shoulders, everything is possible.
Attorney General Mara Healey, who also participated yesterday, points to the coming U.S. Supreme Court decision on gay marriage as another symbol of the changing times. Founded in 1971 as a demonstration against injustice, organizers say Boston Pride is now a celebration. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.